Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
Free. Welcome
to Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to Sunday service.
The preacher and the pastor show.
On the preacher and the pastor show.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorothy Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're so excited. It's Sunday.
Yes, Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to enjoy. So be exceedingly glad in it.
Yes, amen. We thank God for his divine mercy and grace on this day. If it was not for God being on our side, where would we be?
I don't know where I would be. Probably somewhere outside, maybe stuck on the side of the street or under the bridge, or maybe even dead in the grave anywhere.
My Lord, isn't that like speaking the truth? This morning I want to do something a little bit different this morning. Having a testimony, you know, a lot of times, you know, we want to welcome you out again. Welcome to the Preaching the Pastor Show Sunday service. We definitely just thank God for this day. I really, really do, because it's a lot of people that counted today to be here today that are not here today.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. So thank God for the living.
Yes. Thank God for his mercy and grace.
Yes, his mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. So I'm just excited to be here. You know, on yesterday I was driving, and I didn't tell you this, I was driving back. We were in separate cars, and I was like, Lord, you know, I was like, oh, let me cover, you know, myself, you know, always covering. But I felt the need to pray again to, you know, cover me, Lord, you know, and just as I was saying that prayer about cover me, Lord, protect me in this car, because I wasn't with you. I'm always with you, and you were in a separate car. So this car almost hit me. Almost hit me. I mean, like, an inch, like, not even so close, like, even an inch, but like a half an inch. I mean, literally, like, oh, my God. And I was just like, you know, thanking God, because it could have been something else, you know, and you wasn't there, and you wouldn't have known. You know, depending on how long, you would have found out if something happened to your wife. So I'm just grateful to God that God is always there. A lot of times we don't even thank God. We're so busy asking God for things and to do this and do that. You know, realize he's already working for our good on our behalf, protecting us, that his angels are out there, you know, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We don't just pray just to be praying and not thanking God for answering our prayers, you know, because we ask God to, you know, wake us up, watch over our family, and then we wake up the next day. We shouldn't take that for granted. You know, that we wake up each morning, you know, only wait for God to do it. He's already doing it. When somebody tells you it's already done, because God has done it his way. It may not be your way, but it's already done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God has already done it, and we should realize that each and every day.
Yes.
That we should walk in his love.
Yes.
Every single day, walk in his love, knowing that he has already done it for us.
Yes. Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning in to Sunday service here on the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're just so happy to have you. And, you know, we will, if you have a testimony today, we're going to open up the line for testimony later on here on the service, because somebody needs to hear your testimony. The Bible said that people will be saved by your testimony.
That's right.
When I can see where you are now, and you telling me, I used to be this, I didn't have it, they look at you and they're like, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people that say, oh, you saved, and they know you then and see you now, and they say, if God could do it for you, I know he can do it for me.
That's right.
You know, if I saw you when you were sick and couldn't walk, and now I see you, but people need to hear your testimony, you know, hear your testimony. You're tuning in and hear what God has done for you, what God has done for me, how he brought you out. It's so important. People need to hear that. You may be saving somebody's life today to hear that what they're going through right now,
that's right.
You overcame it.
That's right. Things that we have been through and things that we may have going through right now and coming out. You know, there is someone that's going through the same thing that we are going through.
Yes.
They might be just not starting out on that journey,
right.
A place where they do not want to be, where it caused a lot of hurt,
yes.
A lot of destruction, maybe even some death that's all around them. But because you have already been there, you can tell them, you know, that God loves you and you don't have to worry about this situation. This is just a time. This is just a test. This is a season. Just like when the clouds come through and they block the light and they block the sun.
Jesus.
That's the same thing as a storm that's going to pass through your life. You know, you just be still.
Be still.
Be still and be patient, and knowing that God loves you no matter what the situation is.
Amen. If you just can't tune in to the preaching, Pastor, that we're just being led this morning. You know, a lot of times we have it so structured because of the time, but sometimes you just got to let the Holy Spirit have its way, because there's something that somebody needs to hear, whether they hear it now or later. So we know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent. There's nowhere that you can be that God cannot reach you.
That's
understand
right.
that, no matter what your situation is. While I was praying this morning, I got a word from God that said, God is faithful to do it.
Yeah.
God is faithful to do it. And the thing is, if God says he's going to do it, he's faithful to do just what he said he's going to do. And you just have to believe. They say, well, how do I know that God is going to do it? Believe.
Yes.
Have faith and believe. And once you believe it, then you can receive.
That's right.
What God has promised us.
And let him do it.
And let him do it.
Let him do whatever it is that's in your heart. Because there are things that we might even open up our mouth
mm-hmm.
and ask God to do it. But God knows that this needs to be done, and he's already doing it, but he needs you to believe that he's doing it. Because when you open up your mouth and you decree and declare that it is so, then you will see what it is.
You get that peace, too. When you trust God and you just give it all over to God, like really give it all over to God, like say, Lord, whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, Lord, I trust you. And when you do that, you receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. Like, really, when you're going through, when you know you ain't got no money, you don't know how you're going to do it, everything's going to be falling apart, but you still got peace.
Yeah.
You still got joy.
Last night, I was praying about something last night, and I was praying about it, and I used the word of God, what is already written, in my prayer. I reminded God that this is what you said.
Yeah.
Your word says this, and I know that your word is true, and you cannot tell a lie. So because you said this in your word, I'm expecting for it to show up. See, the expectations of the heart, these are the desires of the heart. See, when you desire a thing and you tell God what he has already told you in his word, and you're expecting for it to show up, see, sometimes you can get a little frustrated because you don't see it right now. But this morning when I woke up, I want to tell y'all my testimony. When I woke up this morning, me and my wife, we were just laying here, and the sun came through the window, and there was a silhouette of red, like a bright red, like a rose-looking red or some type of red, like a when you illustrate love.
Yes.
And it was covering all over the ceiling and all over towards our bedroom door. That was confirmation for me, because that what I was praying about last night, that was of me knowing that, you know, you are covered. And you are covered by Jesus Christ, his blood. When his blood covers you, you don't have to worry about nothing.
Amen, amen. We just entered into the preaching, Pastor. So we've been led this afternoon. It's just, a lot of times we like to do things structured, but it's important that we be led to do what God is telling us to do, because it's to help someone. And it's got to understand, it's not about you, it's about God, what God is doing in you. And he's using you. And just be grateful and rejoice in the using. It's nothing like being used by God. I'm just so grateful for that. But when you said something, it brought me to the scripture, and we're going to go into prayer for this, and then we're going to have communion there. By Pastor Dorsey Manning. Proverbs 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes in, when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. Hallelujah. You are, that's Proverbs 13 and 12, and that was just in my spirit when you were talking about what you were just saying, and in your heart, and hope deferred when you're waiting. Hope deferred does make the heart sick when you're hoping and you're waiting. You literally be sick to your heart, but then the Bible says, well, when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And who does that for you? God does that for you.
Right.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come surrendering all over to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask that you just have your way right now, Father God, that you would move in this place, in the place where your son and daughter are right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you divinely intervene right now, Father God. We pray for divine intervention right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, regarding everyone's situation and circumstances, be it their health, their strength, their peace, their joy, their happiness, their finances, their relationships, whatever it is, Father God, you are God that knows all and sees all, Father God. There's nothing that we can hide from you, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you intervene right now. Lord, and turn it all around. harm for our good. Everything that the enemy has set out, every trickery, every plot, plan, and agenda, and assignment of Satan and his agents, right now, oh God, turn it all around for the good, for our good,
yes,
Father God. Lord, work that out in our favor, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it's already done in
yes,
Jesus Christ's holy
you,
name.
Lord.
Father God, we have to touch everyone on tonight. Those that are listening, Father God, touch their households, oh God. Those that are logged in online, those that are called in on today, Lord, we ask that you touch them on today, Lord. Touch their hearts and creating them a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your warrant, oh God, that protect us in this earth, Father God, from all seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Lord, we just can't thank you enough, Father God. Lord, we want to hear from you, Father God. The Bible says in John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice, Heavenly Father, and we are one of your sheep. We ask, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clear, according to John chapter 10, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to increase your anointing on us, oh God, to clear the hearing, know your voice, and that not of a stranger, oh God. We ask you to do this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice, oh God. A lot of us are waiting, oh God, to hear from you, oh God, just waiting to get a word from you, oh God. Let us receive a raiment word on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to do this according to John 16 and 23, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that we can come together on today, Lord God, and commune with you, Father God, that we can come to the throne room of grace boldly, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know it's nothing that you won't do for us, oh God. Lord, we know that with man it's impossible.
Yes.
We know that with you, oh God, all things are possible in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to destroy all the money, covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondages, proclivities, and captivities that are contrary to and opposite again to your will and destiny for our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. That's all I'm here right now. Just thank you. Thank you for the victory right now. Thank you that we're healed, delivered. Oh, Lord, thank you that we're set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord, free us right now from all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or any other channel unknown to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, but known to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or doorkeeper to our soul, and we renounce right now any further conscious or unconscious alliances, associations, allegiance, or covenant right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We open us to divine deliverance, Father God. Heavenly Father, have your way with us right now. Perfect those things concerning us, oh God. We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 12 and 14, oh God. Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy all ill-spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hexes, curses, all witchcraft prayers and psychic prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, and satanic spells, and every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plans and purposes. Lord Jesus, we ask that you destroy the curses associated with these utterances, and we decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root, and their violent verbal dealings are returned to them doublefold, according to Isaiah 54 and 17. Oh, Father God, we ask right now that you place your hand of protection around us and our family members and every listener on today, oh God. They're called in a fellowship with us, oh God. Those are online, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it hides us from the enemy. Familiar spirits and any demon spirits making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively attack or trace us in the realm of the spirit. There should be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of us on today, for we are healed, delivered, set free, blessed and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. For we are righteous by your righteousness, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for your promises on today, oh God. We thank you that we are healed. We decree and we declare healing right now over our minds, over our body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, have your way. We decree and declare Psalm 91 right now, over and through and about us right now. We decree and declare your excellence, oh God, operating through and about our lives right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that right now that every yoke of the enemy has been broken and destroyed by the anointing, oh God, for the Bible says that it's the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of the enemy. We decree and declare that we are free. The Bible says when the Son sets you free, that you are free indeed, for we are free indeed on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call on you, Jehovah Rapha, have your way to be faced and heal all, leaving nothing unhealed in the name of Jesus Christ. We call upon you, Jehovah Sabaoth. War on us right now. War on our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We call upon you, Jehovah Methodist, Jehovah Seekadu, El Denier. We call upon you, Elohim, El Elyon. We call upon
California, Jehovah Nisha, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Father, Lord, we thank you that every need in our house is met right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, help your way right now, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayers on today. Thank you for strengthening parents around the world on today, oh God. Thank you for strengthening the relationship between mother and child on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father and child on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening up the church, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, let us receive divine directions and instructions from you, Father God, on what to do and where to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, to, Lord, that we can apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, oh God. Lord, thank you for choosing us, oh God. Thank you for setting us apart for such a time as this, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us be changed, oh God. We don't want to stay the same way, oh God. Lord, change us from the inside, oh God. Inside out, oh God. Lord, make us more like you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to thank you, oh God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is so, it is well, and all is good in our house, oh God. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we both say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you,
glory
Lord.
To the
we
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, yes, Lord,
for your presence. We thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, for being present in our life, that all that we can ever want and desire, and we have it through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So we want to have, this morning, we have communion. We're going to take Holy Communion. So, whatever that you have, if it's water, you know, just pour you up a little bit of water, orange juice, or whatever it is, you know, just pour it up a little bit. It's going to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. And if it is a cracker or a piece of bread or something, you know, just get that. We'll pray over it. And then we'll go ahead on and take communion. It's important for us to take communion. For the Bible tells us to do this as often as possible and in remembrance of Jesus Christ, of what he done for us, what he has already done for us on the cross, and what has already been obtained for us. What do we have in our lives to be able to live this life? So we should always be in a position to remember, to always take communion, in remembrance of Jesus broken body and the blood that was shed for us. That's for us to do. That keeps us in that place where we are always know that we are loved.
Yeah.
All right. So now I have mine, and if you have yours, let's go ahead on and just take Holy Communion right now. We'll start making these confessions right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says, 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Your word says, let everyone examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespass. And cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes, Lord. Thank
we thank you, that, Lord Jesus, you went to the cross for us. That, Jesus, you took our sin, our transgression, and our iniquity, and our trespass to the cross with us.
Thank you,
we thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body. We take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you had took. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sin, our transgressions, and our iniquities, and our trespass. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes that we are healed in the name of our Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, touching us, healing us. We thank you that you took this piece of bread and you broke it and you said, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. And we partake it in faith in the name of Jesus. You can take a piece of bread right now. It represents the broken body of Jesus Christ. Take it right now that anything that is broken in your life, the Jesus Christ body has already been broken. And because his broken body, you are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. You are whole.
Amen.
You are found.
Amen.
You are righteous.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, now we take this. No. Your word says in 1 Corinthians, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said to his disciples, this is my blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is on our food, sanctifies us, redeems and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquity, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. We take this now in remembrance of you. What washes away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And because of your blood that covers us, God does not see sin. All he sees is pure blood of his son, Jesus Christ, that's covering you. You may take it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving and all say amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Scripture reading for today is going to come out of Mark chapter 4. Now, this was put on my heart this morning. This was put on my heart. And I'm saying this word heart. What type of heart do you have? What type of heart do you have? Now, over here in Mark chapter 4, the Bible describes men and women, you know, having a type of heart. Now, we all have a type of heart. It describes it as a open heart. It describes it as a hypocrite. It describes it as the Bible describes it as a hypocritical heart. It describes it as a defiled heart. Now, no one really wants to identify, oh, no, that's not me. Oh, no, that's not me. But every single body that's in this world has one of these types of hearts. For Jesus said what defiles a man is the evilness that's in his heart. Now, any good man or any good woman today, their heart has been changed by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had to change your heart. Now, what I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking about, and we'll stay right here in Mark 5, but right now, I was thinking about my heart. And the Bible describes a heart as a hardened heart right here in Mark, you know, having a hardened heart. But what he was saying was, your heart is like stone. See, you have the word of God, you believe in God, and you read the word of God, but it cannot penetrate your heart because you won't allow Jesus Christ to unharden your heart, to come inside and be able to, like soil, like when you plow up the ground is hard, but when you plow it up, it makes it in a position to where it's soft, where you can plant that seed in it. Now, if you're just throwing seed on top of a hard ground, it cannot penetrate the ground, so it cannot go down, and it can't grow up properly like it needs to be. So over here in Mark 4, and 8, it says, and others fell on good ground, and they did, if the other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprouted up and then increased and brought forth some 30 and some 100. Now, we can see this in our lives. We can see that there are certain things that we are able to see, the certain things that we know that God has already done and he's taking care of these things for us, because these are the things that we have allowed from Jesus Christ to take care of these things. But there are other things that we look for to show up that have not shown up yet. It's because we still are holding on to that little hardness. It could be anything. It could be unforgiveness. Or it could be that, you know, God, I know that you have done this. I know that you would do this, but I don't know that you do this for me. Well, yes, God will and have already done it for you. He will do it for you, but you got to let him. So you got to let Jesus Christ, you know, change your heart. Before you can change your mind, you have to change your heart. Any situation that you are facing right now, you have to change how you think. You have to change how you feel before God can be able to do anything with you. You don't change how you feel. You're just saying all manner of words, but you're not believing it. You're praying about something, but you're not believing what you're praying about.
Amen.
Change your heart. And the way you change your heart is by changing your mind about how you feel about a situation. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Welcome to Sunday service here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. I'm Pastor Tavonika Manning. My husband is Pastor Dorsey Manning. Today, we're just so happy to be here. We're going to be wrapping up the show here shortly. We have about 24 minutes left in the show, and I'm just so grateful to God for this moment. We're going to go to a praise and worship break right now, a little bit of music for you all. God is moving in this place, and we'll come back for the message from Pastor Tavonika Manning. Stay with us. You're surely blessed. God bless you.
Yes.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Yeah. I don't even know where my life would be if you didn't show your love for me from the chains that were binding me. Get me liberty, set me free. It's been happening, yeah. For the Lord, yeah, is on my side. I belong, yeah, like a ship, yeah, without. Yeah.
Yes,
feel free.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Preaching the Pastor Show Sunday service.
Yes, and we thank God. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear the word. So this morning, Pastor Tawanika Manning is going to be delivering a message for us today. Let the Holy Spirit use you. We are ready for the word. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I thank you all for tuning in on today. It is a pleasure and an honor to be used by God, to be not just called but chosen for such a time as this. So I just thank God for this opportunity. Let us pray before we go into the message. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask right now, God, I decrease that you may have all the increase in me, oh God. Lord, I give you my heart. I give my heart to you, Lord. Please teach me to be humble. I give you my feet, oh Lord, to you, oh God. Please help me not to stumble. I give my eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help me to look straight ahead and seek you every day with my ears. I give to you, oh God, to hear you, Father God. Every time you call, I give myself to you, oh Lord. I will obey your law at always and all the time of my life. I give my hands over to you, Lord. I lift them up to you in praise. I worship you, oh Lord. I humble myself before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All my days are blessed. My mouth, I give to you, Lord, and I shout with victory right now. I belong to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now that I can live free, Lord God. Give me your word freely as you have given it to me to give to others, that their lives would be blessed, oh God, that they would be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your word go forward, Lord God, and I just want to say thank you and we love you. It is in Jesus' name I pray, to God be the glory.
Yes.
Today we're talking about, the message is, today is, how are you handling your middle? How are you handling your middle when you are in the middle of something, in the middle of your healing, in the middle of coming out? How are you handling your middle? Are you managing the middle? It's important that we know how to manage our middle. It's one thing to start out, but it's, you know, we talk about the start and the end, but the middle will determine your ending. If you can manage your middle, your ending will be successful. But if you can't manage your middle, that middle can take you out before you can get to the end. Your middle can become your end if you can't manage your middle. So the question is, how are you handling your middle?
Yeah.
Your middle will determine your outcome. When we talk about middle, the definition of middle is the point or position at an equal distance from the sides, edges, or ends of something. How are you handling your middle? When we look in the Bible, we look at in Daniel, and let's go over to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 30. I'll give you all the opportunity to get there. As I get there myself, it seems like I would have that in front of me already. But we thank God I can get there.
Yeah.
Again, that's Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 30, you all. Again, I'm going to give you a minute to get to probably 30 seconds. We all should be there. And Daniel, as we're talking about, how are you managing your middle and understanding how important your middle is, because it's going to determine the outcome of your life and where you're going. So how are you handling your middle? Again, we're in Daniel. Pastor, mm-hmm. when you have it over there, let me know, and we'll go straight in the scripture. We're chapter 3, verse 16 through 30, and I don't have to read it all, but I'll try to make it brief for you all, how you handle your middle. So Daniel, we look at Daniel verse chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible. We know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So in their middle, the Bible says, and he said to the king, O of Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the God, the gold image which you have set up. So they, in the middle, when it was when they were being, when the king was telling them, okay, you're going to face discipline, we're going to throw you in a fiery furnace if you don't worship our God. And in their middle, they decided, we're going to trust God. We're not going to serve any other God. I don't care what it looked like. So in their middle, they decided that they were going to trust God. They were not going to serve the God that the king was serving. And in their middle, they decided to trust God. Are you trusting God in your middle? The Bible says, when we go down to let's go down to, sorry, you all, give me a moment. So go down when they threw them in the furnace.
So Nebuchadnezzar in verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So they were talking about that in their middle, right here in the middle, where they could have given up and gave in to the enemy and worshiped their gods. But in their middle, they trusted God. The Bible said, and therefore, because the king's commands were urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke and saying in his counsels, did we not cast three men down in the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king, look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they decide in their middle they were going to trust God no matter what the situation looked like. Are you managing your middle? How are you managing your middle at this time in your life? Are you giving in and giving over to that thing that, and not trusting God to do it, to bring you out? How are you handling your middle? Even in Daniel, in his middle, he was cast in a lion's den. And after the decree was signed that no one shall petition any God or man for 30 days, but Daniel was found knelt down on his knees three times a day praying and giving to God. So in his middle, he decided, I'm going to pray and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to thank God. I'm not going to succumb just because of what they're saying. In my middle, I'm going to continue on trusting God to do it while I'm in the middle of my crisis, while I'm in the middle of my pain, while I'm in the middle of my hurt, while I'm in the middle of my sickness, I'm going to trust God in my middle because I know I'm coming out. Amen? I'm coming out. The Bible says Ruth in her middle, when we look at Ruth in verses chapter 1, verse 14 through 19, and I know the time is rolling real quickly here. The Bible says, and then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. We're talking about the two daughter-in-laws of in the Bible of Naomi. Her sons had died, and so the daughters were supposed to go back to their hometown. But Ruth said that she would not live in Ruth, and she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge, and your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. So even in her middle, Ruth decided, I'm going to be loyal. I know it looked like it's not promising because there's no husband, your son is gone, there's no need for me to be here. But in my middle, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to be loyal to you. I'm going to do what I have been called to do. A lot of times we are called to be loyal in a situation, but when it gets tough, when we get in our middle, we tend to want to just throw our hands up because it ain't in our favor. But when you trust God in your middle, how are you managing your middle of today? So the Bible says in verse 17, where you die, she said, where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Are you going to be loyal in your middle? And then she got blessed. The Bible says in verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. And when he went in her, the Lord gave her conception. She bore a son. She bore Obed, the father of Jesse, the father of the King David, God's chosen. How are you handling your middle? Are you trusting God in your middle? What are you doing in your middle? Are you praying in your middle? Are you fasting in your middle? Are you relying on God? Are you leaning not to your own understanding in the middle? Are you leaning all on God? Are you resting? Are you receiving peace in the middle? Trusting God. How are you handling your middle? The Bible said in Esther, in her middle, Esther fasted for 3 days and went before the king, trusting God in her middle. She revealed who she was and her people was to save her people. Are you trusting God enough? Are you going before trusting God that what could have taken you out in your middle? Decide, God, I'm going to trust you in my middle. Because it was at that point in her life that she had to make a decision in her middle that could have taken her life? Are you going to trust God in your middle? Are you going to pray to God in your middle? How are you handling your middle? How you handling your middle?
Amen.
As we know, some people in their middle, are you operating in fear in your middle? The Bible says, and Peter in his middle, he denied Jesus 3 times out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So but Peter in his middle, he was operating in fear. He was managing his middle with fear. Jonah in his middle, he ran refusing to accept his divine mission to go to Nineveh, and he ends up in a ship in a raging storm into the mouth of a big fish for 3 days, praying to God to deliver him. Are you operating in fear of your middle? Are you not trusting God in your middle to bring you out? Abraham in his middle, he trusted God, and God showed his faithfulness by taking his only son Isaac as a sacrifice to God. Are we trusting God? Are we having faith in our middle? The Bible says, and I'm going to read this story, and I'm going to close it out so that we can pray for you all. The Bible says, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac. This is in Genesis 22, verse 6. The Bible says, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. So right here in Abraham's middle, he trusted God. He had faith that God would provide the burnt offering. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, we're talking about God's promise. This is the child that God promised to him, his only begotten son that God promised between him and his wife, Sarah. So he is with his promise in his middle, trusting God, having faith that God would provide. There was no wavering in his faith. So the Bible says in verse 10, and Abram stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad and do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. What are you doing in your middle? How are you managing your middle? Do you have faith for God to do it? Even when it gets to the point where you've got to cut the neck of your son, when you got to split the neck of your child, your promise, are you willing to trust God in your middle?
Yeah.
David in his middle, running from Saul and his enemies, declared in Psalm 23, 1 and 6, in his middle, to trust God and believe God for everything. The Bible declares his words was, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So in his middle, he was trusting and believing God to bring him out, not just that, to prepare a table before him in the presence of his enemies. And he decreed and declared that he will remain in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. We gotta trust God. Moses in his middle got frustrated. Yeah. Are you frustrated in your middle? But I said that Moses got frustrated with the children of Israel and disobeyed God. Instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock with his rod. Are you getting frustrated in your middle? What are you doing in your middle? Are you managing your middle? I want you all to look over your life while you're in the middle, whatever your middle is, and trust God in your middle. Know that God is faithful to do all that he said he's going to do. Job, in his middle, he lost everything, including his health, his wife. His wife turned on him after all was gone. Job still did not sin. The Bible declares that Job in chapter 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Will you trust God? The Bible says in Job 14 and 14 that if a man dies, shall he live again. All the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change come.
Yeah.
The outcome. And we know the outcome because he waited on God, even though his middle was rough, even though his middle was dead at some point. He trusted God. The Bible says in Job 41:12, because he trusted God in his middle, then the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camel, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. Will you trust God with your middle? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in his middle, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed. The Bible says in Matthew 26:39, he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will." His outcome is that he saved us, our Savior. In his middle, in Jesus' middle, he prayed, and he allowed God's will to be done instead of his will. Will you allow God and trust God in your middle? Amen. That is the word for today. Amen. How are you managing your middle? Amen. If there's anyone in need prayer, we're going to pray for you at this time as we wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show. If you need prayer and you want to press 1, and we'll bring you through so that we can pray for you. And if you're online, you can call 845-277-9213. We'd like to pray for you today. Amen. How are you managing your middle? Whatever that is, trust God to do it. Have faith. Pray. Lean on God. Lean out to your own understanding. Amen. As you are in your middle, understanding that you are coming out in your middle. It's just the middle. When you get to the middle, how are you managing your middle? Get past the middle. Let God help you out. And we know, and I was telling my husband today, when you come out trusting God, you don't come out empty-handed. You don't just come out victorious, but you come out possessing. Amen. Possessing the gifts of God. Amen. We thank God. Father God, we just want to say thank you as we pray for all that is tuned in on today.
Yes,
and Father God, we'll just bless you right now. Bless your family, your household. May God continue to strengthen you all. Be with you. Lord, we ask right now, Lord God. Amen. Lord, we're praying for miracles on today. Lord, we call on our miracle working God on today. Father God, we ask you to miracles in everyone's life, miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of being set free, Lord God. But Lord, protect those all that are listening, their households right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you. At this time, we're going to take tithe and offering. If you want to send a tithe and your offering in, you can to our Cash App at Pastor Chantel, as Pastor spelled out in Chantel with a capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Again, that is Cash App at Pastor Chantel. And if you want to send a tithe any other kind of way, you can give us a call too, and we'll tell you another way to send that tithe. But online is through Cash App. Again, the number is 346-719-3349. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tithe. And also, Lord, we ask that you bless the tither, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you rebuke the devourer, as your word says, that you rebuke the devourer for us, oh God. And Lord, that there will be no lack in our house, oh God, that our barns will be filled. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, for all that you've given us, that you made us a blessing to be a blessing, that we're able to tithe and give an offering on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members, our finances, our fruits and ground, because we are obedient to you in paying our tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, our finances, our fruits and our grounds. Bless us, Lord God, and all that is online today with your 7 blessings of a tither, as it's written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these 7 blessings of a tither according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithe, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Father God, we thank you for those that gave on today, those who have a heart to give that could not. Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you would bless them, that they will be able to give, Lord God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for making us a blessing, to be a blessing. We definitely want to. I want to ask my husband to come into agreement with me, I believe, next Sunday, and I haven't discussed this with you yet. but we want to bless someone, and, you know, bless our listeners, be able to sow into a household that is in need. So I believe that's something that we'll be able to do here coming soon. I'm looking forward to being able to do that for our listeners, to be able to sow into our listeners as well that are in need. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. God bless you. It is time now for our benediction.
Amen. Now may God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of a sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, work in you what is well-pleasing in our sight, through Jesus Christ, through whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless
you. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Tomorrow will be Sunday. God bless you all. Tomorrow is Pastor Doris, amen, his birthday. So we'll be celebrating his birthday on tomorrow, you all. And I'm just so excited. God bless you, honey. God bless everybody listening on tonight. God bless my mom, Carol Dillon, my brother Taiwan Mackie, my sister Tarisha and Nisha, our children and grandchildren. Bless my mother-in-law, Kathy Hudson, grandmother Helen Manning. Honey, anyone you want to call out today?
Yes. Chloe Manning, Jake Manning, Shavonda Manning, Tiana Manning, the whole Manning clan, Manning family.
Amen. Amen. All our children, Sasha, Logan, Kendrick, Jamel, Jayla, Victoria, and did I say Kenya? Kendrick, Kenya, so many of them, and our grandchildren, everybody else. We love you all. We thank you. Even our unborn children, we thank God. Y'all enjoy your Sunday. God bless you. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the Preaching the Pastor Show. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know you were thinking.